Officer-involved shootings have raised questions about police tactics and when the use of gunfire is justified. In Los Angeles County, at least 1 in 10 police shootings over the past 5 years involved confrontations with people in a mental health crisis. Rena Palta of member station KPCC examined whether officers in Los Angeles are being too aggressive with people struggling with mental illness.
January 4th, 2012 started normally enough for Jasmine Ng. Her sister Nancy says it was a regular Wednesday.
That morning, she had came to my room and said she was going out job hunting.
Jasmine, small but athletic, was a high school tennis star. After college, she worked in sports retail, but she also battled schizophrenia.
She felt that people were plotting to get her in trouble. That was a constant symptom of her illness.
Nancy didn't know on this morning Jasmine was carrying around a small hammer. She'd become paranoid someone was trying to hurt her. She walked into the Asian Pacific Family Center.
And she said, I want to see my therapist.
Robert Finnerty is Nancy Ng's attorney. He says Jasmine was sitting in the lobby for hours, but clinic staff couldn't get her to talk to them or give up the hammer.
We have a low-level threat emergency situation.
That's Dr. Glenn Masuda, the clinic's director, talking to dispatchers at the local sheriff's station. He explains Jasmine's suffering from psychosis, but she isn't acting violently.
Waiting in the main lobby. Very calmly with a ball peen hammer in her lap. You don't want it to escalate at this point.
The lobby was evacuated, except for Jasmine. According to an investigation by the L.A. District Attorney, 4 deputies arrived. One pulled out a taser, another his gun, and walked into the lobby. They yelled at Jasmine to put down the hammer. This is a pretty typical police move, to give loud, authoritative, and clear orders, and then expect the person to comply.
They're coming at it from a perspective that tends, I think, to overstress rationality.
William Terrell is a former military police officer and current criminal justice professor at Michigan State. He says normal tactics don't really work when someone's in mental health crisis. They might not even be hearing the commands. They might just be hearing loud, angry voices and getting scared.
And it doesn't seem that the officer is taking that into account, that they're just saying, well, this person's not listening to me, therefore I'm going to tase them.
An analysis by KPCC found in more than 40 cases since 2010, officers in Los Angeles County shot people in mental health crisis. Many think that number's low. In 12 of those shootings, the cops were primarily called in to help someone who was a threat to themselves. Some were unarmed, some had a gun, and some were armed with other things, like a knife, or in Jasmine Ng's case, a small hammer. When Ng raised that hammer, Deputy Daniel Esqueda shot 2 taser darts. According to the police account, she charged towards them. Deputy Brian Vance fired his gun, hitting Jasmine twice. Los Angeles District Attorney Jackie Lacey says too many people in mental health crisis are getting shot by police. She says it's a catch-22.
There's no one else to call but the police. The police respond. You have to hope that the officer who responds is well-trained. And if they're not, then you may be looking at seeing your loved one carry out in a body bag.
The answer, she says, is a big shift in how police are trained. She wants all police in L.A. County to take a minimum 2-day training on dealing with people in mental health crisis to de-escalate confrontations. In Jasmine Ng's case, a department panel found the deputies involved should have done just that. One was taken off patrol for 2 years, but all of them kept their jobs. The deputies involved declined to comment. Ultimately, L.A. County Sheriff Jim McDonald says the shooting was justified.
A person with a hammer, no matter what their size is, can kill you. You've got, you know, milliseconds in some cases to respond. It's a giant decision, and you go with your training.
L.A. County paid Ng's family a $1.85 million wrongful death settlement. Nancy Ng, her sister, says if it was fear the deputies felt when Jasmine came towards them, they weren't the only ones.
She was afraid. And that, to me, is probably the hardest thing. It's she was killed for being scared.
For NPR News, I'm Rena Palta in Los Angeles.